Medical Report. We are joined with Rob Roselli. Welcome back, Rob. I don't hear Rob Roselli, so I guess we don't. Well, we should be getting him fairly soon because I know he's confirmed as of yesterday. Well, I'll just continue with our nutraceuticals and technology until we get Rob. I guess this is reality radio. Things like this sometimes happen. Could be, hopefully he doesn't have an emergency that's causing him to be delayed at getting here. Let's have a look at some of the latest consults. And believe me, I have a lot to catch up the next few days. And I've had a lot. Firstly, someone asked about the latest diabetic protocol. Firstly, you want to be on things to lower insulin resistance. You want to stop singlet oxygen. That would be the dibetaline, berberstatin, and biotin plus one each before each meal, and ultrathiamine B1, two capsules before three times a day. That's going to get rid of singlet oxygen. It's a primary driver. You want to also take things to support SOD1, which is minerals plus, and selenium cruciferate that supports the detoxification and prevention of singlet oxygen, which primarily happens in muscle. It turns out losing SOD1 in muscle, and then I would add to that chromium cruciferate. Believe it or not, chromium is important. We often have enough selenium and zinc. We have it in our Minerals Plus as well as the Vitamin Mineral Max. But we're often extremely deficient in chromium, in copper, that is. And the copper Genomax will bring up your SOD1 activity because it requires copper and zinc in order to operate. So we have our copper Genomax. And that's important for diabetics because apparently SOD1 is the first enzyme lost in the skeletal muscle that triggers off the diabetes. We had a couple questions here. These are ones, by the way, that are in process right now. Someone says, why do stem cell clinics only treat people under the age of 80? There's no reason for that. I mean, you can have stem cells at any age. And you can also use, some people are using stem cells from adipose stem cells. I guess apparently there's a countrywide organization in New Zealand using the adipose stem cells. They're easy to obtain, and you can separate them by flow cytometry. The doctors are trained, U.S. trained, and charge $10,000 per treatment. Whoa, that's pretty heavy. And to be honest, the procedure is pretty simple. You draw out the basic liposuction, you separate the fat from the stem cells, and then you give them back by an intravenous. So to me, it's, again, another money-making scheme. You have to prepare the patient for stem cells. And there's also stem cells you can get from your bone marrow. It's interesting. This is Sarah, I guess, is her first name. She thought there was a stem cell clinic that treats people with Lyme disease. First off, you don't treat Lyme disease with stem cells. You don't have to. It's not necessary. I treat Lyme all the time with nutraceuticals. You kill off the Lyme-like parasites, you restore the neurotransmitters, you restore the cytokine levels to normal levels, and the person recovers. It's unnecessary to use stem cells. I had a question about someone requiring or seeing if they could get some B17. Yes, we have B17 available through an affiliate link on Amazon. It's pretty straightforward. It's not the best apoptogenic agents. The best ones are our malignant block, elagic acid, and our very amazing high-dose power C, which is the only neutral vitamin C in the world, with vitamin K2 manaquinone 7. You do not need to go to B17, but if you wanted it, we do have the B17 links to our Amazon store. It's another question. Let's see, blood test results. Someone says, now, if you start sending me blood test results, you have to have a consult first. It's just like I mentioned in the last segment, of hour number two, if you have a QRMA machine, you want to do a business in your home or town or city, either in America or elsewhere, I'm going to give you a form. If you contact me, I'll give you a simple one-page form. You fill out the person's contact, name, address, phone number, Skype, other ways of contacting them, and the information they have, which is going to be a very basic history form, won't be complicated. What I would expect is when those forms are sent to me, probably best to be scan them and send them as an attachment to, say, Google Drive. Then I can look at the form and decide when I email those people exactly what their issues are. If they start sending test results, it requires a consult, which means I'm going to need more medical data. The 11-page intake history form, all of their other medical records, their alternative medical care, what nutraceuticals they're taking, where they're getting them from, because I can pretty well tell whether they're basically, you know, semi-garbage or total garbage. And again, our nutraceuticals are stellar, so you have to understand most of the time when you take nutraceuticals other than our NutriMeds, you're probably going to get basically something that's relatively useless or partially useless. So not always completely useless, but partially. Let's see now. Sometimes, and one of the things that happens is we have people that are friends of a friend. In fact, of the many thousands of people that are regular users of our NutriMeds, most of them, although they heard them on a radio, they often heard through a friend who's been listening for years and is impressed because they've tried the NutriMeds and it's made them well. That's a great way. In other words, word of mouth from the people who have listened to the program or listen long enough to realize they can trust us to provide them good care. And also, I provide what's called advanced medical nutraceutical consultations. And because of a wide background of medical care, I can tell you what kind of chiropractor, oriental medicine doctor, a naturopath, surgeon, eye surgeon, stem cell therapist, whatever you need to see, and what treatments are appropriate and which ones are inappropriate. And that's really useful because it allows you to save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of money, and a lot of time and a lot of danger, too, because of the danger of some inappropriate treatments might not be safe enough for you. Let's see now. Someone is mentioning there's some kind of unusual, they call neuroquant MRI done to look for mycotoxins affecting their brain. There's no such thing as a neuroquant MRI. If you want to do neurotoxicology, you do tests like the Immunosciences Lab in Los Angeles, and you look for cytokine levels and the abnormal antibody levels to immunoglobulin M and immunoglobulin G class. Those are delayed type hypersensitivity. We look for cytokine levels like tumor necrosis factor, alpha, IFN, gamma, etc. And we look for other immunological markers that tell us what's going on. Mold or other mycotoxins, sometimes you can culture them. They're not easy to culture. There's 5 mycotoxin mycology labs in the world that are world standards. One's here in California. So one of the things I sometimes find is people try to be their own health professional. Really bad idea. Just lay out exactly what your symptoms are, what tests you have done, and so on, but don't try to be a co-professional. It's dangerous for you to start doing that because then you're second-guessing what I'm trying to tell you and what labs actually work. And you're assuming you know even what a regular, you know, untrained family doctor, chiropractor, naturopath knows, which is also really bad. So don't do that, okay? This is really a bad idea. Even if you've gone through a lot of tests, you think you know a lot of stuff, your knowledge is going to have giant holes in it, and you're going to put yourself into danger. For example, this person took antibiotics, doxycycline, rifampin, which is a very dangerous drug, antifungals, nystatin, which is totally useless against branching forms of fungi, and Theralac probiotic, which is not the best probiotic in the world. Ours is, which is the Resel 6 strain, a living probiotic, and our Howard Hughes strain is the most powerful probiotic on the planet. So when people say, well, they didn't get better from this, and that's not no wonder, they were their own health professional. Please stop doing that. Just present the data and do a full consult. This particular person sent me a lot of information without a proper consultation, and you know I need actually the 11-page intake environmental toxicological history form the medical records and what was done in the past, and then I will decide what big holes are left there. And I train other doctors and patients around the world and need to know my knowledge level is very, very high. I train other doctors who've been in environmental medicine or toxicology for years, and I teach the new technologies and ways of assessing the problem, including conventional and advanced radiological, neurological, and immunological technologies, which they probably are completely unaware of. So you need to understand that. So don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. Just send me the data. I'll interact with you. If you have a higher level of knowledge than the average, I'll try to fill in your holes so you'll understand your disease better, but don't try to diagnose yourself or think that whatever you took in the past was useful. For example, if you take nystatin, it only gets the budding form of fungi like yeast. It has no effect, zip, on the branching forms. And the drugs that do work, like caspofungin, are incredibly hepato or liver toxic. So you need to understand some of these drugs, like nystatin, will actually chemically castrate you. So within 2 weeks, you have no male and female hormone levels at all. Zero, zip, nada. And that's because the drug actually blocks your ability to generate sexual hormones. So that's a really bad idea. We have, of course, sometimes people are saying that shipping to different countries is, that's funny. Shipping company Mayas destroyed the Mountain Red Velvet because it could not get an answer from Nutri-Medical in time. It has nothing to do with getting an answer from us. When we ship to countries like, you know, Chile and Argentina and Venezuela, it's all dependent on the shipping receiving company. When these animal products come in, they're totally certified here in America. We have licenses from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And they have no toxic effects. They don't carry viruses. They're sterile. That's why you can swallow them. So I'm not sure exactly when people say these kind of things, what they're saying. It doesn't make sense to me. Although we know that certain nutraceuticals, they don't like in Canada. For example, they don't like chromium in supplements, which is extremely important for diabetics. It's bizarre. It's probably part of Codex Alimentarius. So you have to understand that there's regulatory people that get employed by blocking things or by acting like they somehow have higher levels of knowledge than people like me, which is ridiculous, to be honest with you. It's stupid. They don't. They don't have a right to interfere with the art and science of medicine. Let's see. We have another interesting one. They want to know the best way to take adrenal support. Real simple. Take it first thing in the morning before you eat. Take usually one or two capsules. You can monitor by measuring through your serum levels, sorry, your saliva levels of three markers, cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin, at multiple saliva data points during the day to determine if you have a normal curve for those, so we can determine if your diurnal pattern is normal or not. By the way, we have a new cancer clinic that I'll be visiting, actually, the doctor here in North County, San Diego, Dr. Jürgen Winkler, here in the next week or so. So if you happen to be in North County, San Diego, he's probably the top certified functional medicine doctor here in North County, San Diego, or probably in San Diego itself. And he has not only IPT or insulin potentiated chemotherapy, but many other therapies that are unusual. He does point of care, which means it's not covered by insurance, although the lab tests, many of them are covered by insurance if you have insurance. And I think the average is about 150 per half hour. But he provides a level of care you're not going to get from your family doctor or even we call junior functional medicine docs. So if you're looking for someone, Dr. Jürgen Winkler, W-I-N-K-L-E-R, in Carlsbad is available. Let's see, Meniere's disease. They probably found my talk on Meniere's disease, and which is endolymph hypertension and vertigo attacks that occur. We can stop the endolymph inflammation with stop the hydroxyl radical in the nitroperoxy radicals in the middle ear, reducing the endolymph hypertension and restoring normal myelination and activity within the middle ear. So that's pretty straightforward. We use Meniere in our ear care. We use Gamma E+, ultrathiamine B1, and cell detox glutathione, and then regenerate the nerve fiber tracts with Neurogen, Omega Supreme Pro, and help modulate the cytokines with our new nutraceutical, which is the NutriImmune 26Y and our NutriDefense. These help to modulate your cytokine levels and reduce them dramatically, because the cytokine levels are elevated in the middle ear. You were seeing a lot of people with severe coughing spells and respiratory infections. The flu this last year, by the way, was double the number of incidents and the number of deaths from the previous year. And this particular individual here has had colds with very severe coughing spells. That means he has reactive airways disease in the form of viral-induced reactive airways, almost like a form of viral-induced pneumonia. Viral pneumonia that causes a laryngotracheitis, inflammation of the larynx and trachea. It's almost certain he has postnasal drainage and he's getting inflammatory debris on his bronchi and his upper airways. We'll need to irrigate his sinuses and clear that up, and we also need things to turn off the cytokine levels in his airways, such as inhaling our new True Silver, taking cell detox glutathione, and we can also get a inhalation form of the cell detox glutathione by getting a mortar and pestle and grinding it up and putting in saline and doing a saline inhalation with the cell detox glutathione. As you reduce the cytokine levels in the lungs with things like our NutriImmune 26Y and our other pathogens, you'll notice that the low-grade infections, for example, rhinovirus subclass 3 and other pathogens, are often growing in the basket cells of the bronchi to trigger off laryngotracheitis, but most people have chronic sinus or allergic, we call an infective sinorhinitis, and postnasal drainage causing recurring coughing and what's called bronchorrhea, and et cetera. And these people also, although this young person is only 19, it's very likely he has, in a sense, borderline asthma. And this person was all the way in Melbourne, Australia. So we get calls and questions from people all over the planet. Let's see. I have questions about this person having a very severe itch with general pruritus. Firstly, I recommend Allerblock and Allergan. You take a capsule each of Allerblock and Allergan. High-dose power C will reduce the cytokine levels, and also the NutriImmune 26Y will reduce those. The most important thing to find out is if you have food allergies or inhalant allergies. I usually recommend the food allergy panel test, which you can do through Genova Labs. If you contact me, I can order the test for you. And the kit will come to you, and you can actually get a blood draw with a mobile blood tech or go to LabCorp Quest. The test results will come back, and then you set up an elimination rotation diet. In most people that have chronic pruritus, that's the most common thing that's present, actually, is a delayed type reaction of food allergy. This particular individual also has, they thought it was something to do with their kidneys, and they have a low potassium. No, stop trying to diagnose yourself. You have to understand, if you have a low potassium, it's probably due to kidney dysfunction. This particular individual does have reduced kidney dysfunction from previous testing that we've done. And they're different issues. They're not connected. They're totally different issues. So if you have a low potassium, it means your body's either and you're not getting enough potassium in, or you're spilling and losing it. And most people who have low potassium also have low magnesium, because you can't maintain potassium in your body unless you have adequate magnesium. So that's very important. That's why we have things like magnesium potassium citrate. We have magnesium glycinate malate, which is the best oral form. And we have for the brain the magnesium L-threonate, which is a brain mag, the only one that crosses the blood-brain barrier adequately. We'll be back in a moment. We'll see if we can track down what's going on with Rob Roselli. He should be available. And firing line is coming up in hour number 3.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. NutriMedical Report, and we have tracked down Rob Roselli. So it was a minor issue there in our first segment. Let's talk to Rob and we'll get his input on what's going on with the Trump administration, what's going on with his international tour starting today, and with his very soon about to be announcement of the new FBI director, and of course I call the rolling slow cool that is going on. That I know one of the major guests that was a historian was on last night on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News Network. I find it bizarre that the left thinks that they're going to win on this. It's a combination of the deep state, the intel media, and globalist bankers that are actually trying to literally, if not create a coup, a slow-rolling coup against the Trump administration, but against the U.S. government and the U.S. people, because if they paralyze the government, they put us all in danger. Rob, you've written a couple of really good books that explain this. One of them, and these are both available on Amazon and also through your website, and I'd like you to give your website address and how they can obtain them. Pleased to meet you in the Un-American Genocidal Complex. This is pretty nasty, and I, as President Trump stated at the meeting he did with the cadets just the other day, this is probably the nastiest that they've ever treated any elected official in any country in history. The way that they're treating Donald Trump. It's pretty bad. Do we have Rob Roselli? Because I know we just talked to him. Oh, his mic is not working properly. Well, let's just connect by phone then. Yeah, so we'll just connect by phone. If his mic is not working on his computer, we'll just connect by phone. So I want to get his input as to what's going on, because I want this to not be a monologue. I think that there are solutions to it. Number one, I think he has to have, as Geraldo Rivera said on the Fox and Friends this morning, he needs to have a white shoe type of attorney, making sure he filters everything he says, including he needs to have either his wife or his media consultants at the White House to actually filter all his tweets. He needs to make certain he stays on task in terms of all of the agenda he's trying to get done. And he needs to be a pivot. For example, on issues, he needs to pivot around them, and he needs to start working in collaboration to make sure that the Republican Party is much more behind him. Apparently, there are 60 members that are being targeted to try to see if they can overturn him. Are you there, Rob? I don't hear Rob Roselli, so I know I spoke to him. He's not with us. Well, I just spoke to him on the phone a moment ago, so he's available. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah, just call and connect him, please. I think that what we need to do is we need to find out exactly what's going on with the Trump administration. When he goes on this tour, it'll be very telling. He's going to be meeting not just Saudi Arabia, but many other Sunni oil states. He's going to meet with the Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Netanyahu. And, of course, the Israelis for years have been running the intel agencies and the security forces for many of our departments of our government, and also sometimes passing on or acting as a conduit to pass on information to our potential enemies. We need to realize that when he's meeting with the Vatican are trying to put together an amalgam of all these so-called Abrahamic religions, which I think is very dangerous, because the Vatican is behind, for example, the Hiraj or the massive Muslim invasion of Europe. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. We've got you now. I guess we have to get on the phone because your Skype isn't working properly. So we had some minor tech problems, but we're here. I want to get your opinion on what's going on with Trump, because I think Trump, his tweeting thing, needs to have a filter. But I think that the media attacks and the deep state attacks and the leaks, including the FBI, and the statements by Comey, who to me is a criminal, will eventually blow up in their own face. And I think we're seeing with the example of Trump that he's polarized and brought out into the open. This is like the apocalypse. It's the unveiling of the beast, which is now trying to literally stalk and to eat alive Donald Trump and the people that support him. You know, the Rust Belt state, average American, and the average citizen around the world that believes in a we want to call it confederation of independent states that want to work toward a stable humanity and a stable environment for the planet with stable trade practices and currencies so that we don't end up with a worldwide financial collapse or a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war. And unfortunately, I believe that we've been in World War III financially for 20 years. Well, gee, I guess we just hit a hard bump there. We'll be back in a moment with Rob Roselli and the rest.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Okay, let's get your opinion. And welcome back. And so, Rob, I want to get your opinion on what you see going on with Trump. I mean, this show that we see with the media, I use some analogies, metaphorical analogies. It's like they're informational bombers, like an Al-Qaeda with a info bomb attached to their body. And they're willing to blow themselves up, the media and Trump, and literally go to informational Allah. If you want to make an analogy to extreme Islam. And it's so amazing and disgusting to see the media making statements like, you know, the questioning that was done to Trump yesterday, where they'd say, you know, is there anything that you've done or said that indicates that you might have done a criminal activity? I'm thinking, what kind of disrespect for the president is to raise that kind of question when there's three ongoing investigations and they're trying to get an admission from the president that he did something that would require guilt and impeachment? I mean, who, you know, these questions need to be vetted. I don't think that Trump should allow these so-called regular media sources to ask him questions anymore. They need to be vetted first, number one, and go through Sean Spicer. And number two, the regular media should only be Fox News and alternative media. It shouldn't be CNN, MSNBC, NBC, et cetera. They should be excluded. They should no longer be able to ask questions directly. They can have vetted questions filtered through Sean Spicer to read them, but not directly by these morons, because I find it aggravating to see the disrespect for my president. And again, it wouldn't matter who's elected. You have to have respect for the office. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, let's face it. I mean, what Trump is doing is he's kind of eliciting the insanity that we all know these maniacs have, that's implicit in just being an American liberal.
Right.
And that's basically what's happening here. So, and that's the bigger picture. And I'll say it again. It's like, what was it, 1 Samuel chapter 8, right, when Israel was begging for a king, you know, and God says, they're not really protesting you, Samuel, they're protesting me. So that's... This is another case. I mean, look, and I'm not deifying Trump. I know people are going to take this out of context. It's not at all what I'm saying. But really what he's doing is he's eliciting response from the God haters, from the nation haters, from the deep state, or what I call the un-American genocidal complex, or the Eastern establishment, whatever name you want to throw on it. They hate him. They hate the people of America. They want us dead. These are genocidal maniacs and outright psychopaths. And I'm talking about our criminal banking elite with their Washington, D.C., scumbag, slimy politicians, and drain the swamp. I mean, I don't even think that's good enough. To me, it's more like pumping out a septic tank. All right, these are turds, these people.
Well, you know, I would be much more aggressive than Trump. The first thing I do is fire 1,200 people that are apparently still within the ranks that are basically Obama holdovers, not hiring 50 or 60, which is the latest number I've heard he's going to hire. Number two, I would literally change my media interface so that I would have fireside meetings every week and allow only alternative media and Fox News to actually ask questions. And the other ones can ask questions, but they have to be filtered and read by Sean Spicer after they've been vetted. And then the third thing I do is I'd start arresting people. I would start arresting people that we now know are probably leakers, people that have You know, these news agencies have to release the information of their sources because federal crimes are being committed every day now. Where, you know, the newspaper, quote, is not, you know, how can I say it, legally bound to give their sources. But I think under the circumstances, this is getting way out of control. It's trying to paralyze the government so they can't continue their business, which is keeping the ship of state actually operational. So we could have a financial collapse or geopolitical disaster caused by the media totally paralyzing the Trump government, or trying to. They're certainly, doesn't look like they are paralyzing them, but they're sure as hell trying. We see delays.
They're paralyzing. They are. I mean, look, what is Trump, unless he's getting stuff done behind the scenes, and who knows, he may be. But, you know, again, these are American haters, and Trump is eliciting the response that we all know is out there, okay? You know, as far as vetting, what would be the first reaction to that? Well, you know, Trump's, he is acting like the Russians. He's censoring the press. He won't let us in. So really the only solution here is just to make two separate countries. Let all these nut jobs go to California and Oregon and leave the rest of us the hell alone. I know you're out there and, you know.
That won't work. I think it's real simple, and we talked about this yesterday with the law. Once you get rid of the activist judges in the Supreme Court, and once you treat the proper operation of law with a jurisdictionary course, then people will start realizing that action will be taken. One of the statements made by a senior political person, won't mention his name, was if Trump was impeached with this illegal process, 10 million Americans, including people like me, will show up in Washington, D.C. armed to the teeth with not just guns. And we'll have body armor on and prepare for the worst. And they need to understand that we will take over government if they can't operate it properly. We're not going to put up with it. And if the left thinks they want to do a toe-to-toe fight, we're going to take them down. We're going to kick their butt so hard, we're going to slap a lot of them into jail. A lot of them are going to get so badly hurt, they're never going to walk or move again. And they need to understand we're not going to put up with this. I mean, if they go and start attacking people with guns and other things in speeches, they're going to start finding out the oath keepers and others are going to start showing up ready to defend democracy and the right to freedom of speech. This is literally so bad now, they won't even allow dialogue to occur. That's how bad it is.
Well, that's the way it is with liberals and progressives in general. I mean, you know, they act like they're so tolerant, you know, but everything they need to do, just like a communist country, has to be done with the barrel of a gun or with barbed wire and concrete walls. Okay, they have to force us into their public schools. You can't have school choice. You have to pay your taxes. Okay, you can't have a dissenting speech on these college campuses. I mean, these kids are, you know, you can't speak out against anything unless you agree with them. This is Animal Farm /1984, and you know they project all these things onto conservatives, but this is actually what these people are, and they know deep down inside they can't tolerate competition.
They need to understand at some point we're not going to put up with it. We're going to show up armed to the teeth and ready to push back.
That's what they want. This is what the deep state or the un-American.
They need to understand what we're going to do. We're going to come for them. So they're not going to survive this. They need to understand this is not a survivable maneuver on their part.
Yeah, but I'm going to say that's the response they're looking to elicit from our side is an outright civil war. I don't need to have a civil war.
We need oath keepers to show up at all these meetings, for example. We need armed civilian citizens, militia to show up. And then nobody would dare. Like, for example, I'm 65. I train with the Marines. I'm a crack shot. If I showed up with body armor on and weapons, believe me, nobody's going to try to punch me in the face. They're going to be saying, hey, I don't want to punch this guy in the face because I'm going to end up with a shotgun in my gut.
There's a case of highly trained people, but you know, you start, I don't know. I just think.
Well, there's a lot more of us that are not going to put up with this than them. And they need to know that.
That's the thing.
These are usually out-of-control young people and teenagers, or people that are getting paid by George Soros to be disruptive. But when a push comes to shove, they probably can't even shoot straight.
Getting in a mask and, you know, and beating up people and ambushing people and this sort of thing, I mean, that's not brave, you know?
Yeah, but bullies run when they have to meet somebody like us that's really got some guts and some weapons.
If they came up against a serious... serious resistance, and not just, you know, old ladies and old men at protests, you know, and sucker punching people and, you know, in their masks and running around like idiots. in the streets. They would wilt, they would be gone in a second. Yeah. But I think this anger, I think this is what they're trying to elicit. They're trying to elicit a civil war. They're trying to create.
They won't get a civil war. They don't need to. They don't need a civil war. We won't have. If you look at the media,
I'm not saying
for example,
we need to.
For,
the reaction they're trying to get.
But if you look, for example, at the
parts
of the Republican Party that were we call uber conservative, we didn't go and try to start civil war or start going armed conflict, but we're ready to resist it and push back.
Yeah,
and I can tell you, we're almost at the point now when we're going to see Oath Keepers or civilian militia showing up at these meetings or speeches and so on, and it won't just be local police; it'll be a very large segment of Oath Keepers and civilian militia showing up armed to the teeth and ready to push back against these thugs. They're not going to have a fair shot at our people anymore. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Look, it only takes one maniac, you just need a spark to set the whole thing. It's a powder keg. And, between the economy, the wars they're trying to start, and Trump, all Trump is JFK walking, okay? He's JFK.
Yeah, in other words, you're seeing...
Because there's too many cameras on him. There's too much information. They can't just shoot him in broad daylight to send a message like they did JFK. So that's what all this desperation is. These people shrieking like these turds. Just getting back, and I challenge people to read Zephaniah chapter 1 if you think I'm being too harsh here. And the description of these politicians in Washington, D.C., I'm not deifying Trump. I'm not saying he's God, but this is what these people, these self-serving, self-aggrandizing scumbags.
Yeah, Trump is a patriot and a good man, and he's trying to do what's good for America, period. You don't need to go beyond that and make all kinds of pronouncements about him or his personality defects, or he tweets and his wife tells him to stop tweeting. Right. He has his warts, but he's trying to do the right thing for America, period. Leave it at that.
He is. He is the lightning rod. He is drawing these people out, and they are panicked. I'm paying a great deal of attention to this pedophile gate and this pizza gate and all this other, this Clinton corruption, this Obama corruption, all this other stuff. These people are scared. If a lot of this stuff gets out, this Seth Rich murder, that's coming back.
Yeah, that's actually coming out now, isn't it? Talk about that for a minute, because they keep on saying stupid things like, hey, the Russians and all this stuff. It's like, excuse me, this information went to WikiLeaks and to Assange from Seth Rich. Right. Now talk about that, because once they understand that actually the DNC and the deep state killed him because he was releasing information to Assange that embarrassed the Democratic National Commission and the Clinton machine, this is a pretty serious crime. I think Clinton and many other people affiliated with her are going to go to prison or be executed. This is how bad this crime was.
Well, look, she is what she is. She's a hardened criminal, and she's hardened.
She's a hildebeest.
She's part of the deep state, but just think about.
She's the highest level female witch in the Western world. WITCH. I'm not just exaggerating at that, which is a female warlock.
She's trying to. She collected how many millions of dollars in donations for Haitian earthquake relief and kept the money. Okay.
Isn't that terrible?
I don't know. I guess that'd be some kind of. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I don't know what kind of actual crime that would be. But just forget the legal aspect and all the attorneys and all that. Just think about the heartlessness. Just think about the Queen Jezebel, the born alive, the partial birth abortion queen. And what I do not get at all is a lot of the black people that support this woman, between the Margaret Sanger Negro Project known as abortion, what she did to the Haitians, and a lot of information is coming about, Carrie Carson article, I read it very quickly, I don't want to say about, she got involved with some company that was cheating on producing AIDS drugs, okay? So the stench of death that surrounds this woman, and not to mention her warmongering, okay, all these little college kids, they don't know how much they're pushing the envelope, because if Hillary is in, they're going to war. They're getting drafted. There's a good chance they're going to war for the deep state that Hillary represents. How ironic that these kids who say they're against fascism and against war and against all this other thing, they'd be the first ones, they'd be the first victims of the very people.
To be honest with you, they have negative intelligence. Most of these kids are so inured with the idea that they're so intelligent and young and beautiful, smart, and handsome that they're basically intellectually paralyzed by the lack of logic, common sense, and even decency of the uber left. They just don't get it. And if you actually try to even discuss it, they want to get violent. Well, let me tell you, young people, you need to realize we're not going to put up with your foolishness anymore. We're going to get toe-to-toe with you. We're going to go nose-to-nose with you, and you're not going to get away with it anymore. Now, you might not have been set in the corner if you're a bad kid. You might not have had things taken away from you because you're misbehaving. But guess what? You are now. And you're in the real world, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. And I don't care if you've graduated university and think you have a degree and you can do this or that or be a reporter. There's a point at which I think you're going to start seeing Trump start to get real serious, which means not only are government employees going to be going to prison, I think you're going to start seeing reporters and so on being totally shut out. Like this reporter that just asked this question of Trump yesterday, that question should never have got through without being vetted by Sean Spicer, and it would have never have been asked. Trump says, next question. He knows that the line of questions this person was totally inappropriate to ask the President of the United States. This is disgusting.
These are punks. These are just disrespectful punks. They think they know it all. They came up through the public education system, where you're not taught anything. You just regurgitate information, and you can't question information. You can't question evolution. You can't question separation of church and state. You can't question climate change or global warming or global cooling or whatever it is. I mean, they want to throw people in a jail for questioning climate change, or they want to throw people in jail for hate crimes or speaking out against gay marriage.
Or they want to try to make mandatory.
How these people operate.
Or they want to make mandatory vaccines. And to be honest with you, like I said on the show earlier this week, I said
mandatory.
Yeah. Well, mandatory. You know what I told the school nurse 3 years ago with my daughter? I said, if you give my daughter the Gardasil vaccine because she has Down syndrome, she's 24. Now she was 21 at the time. I said, you give her that shot against my will, and I'll give you a shot, but it'll contain lead.
Yeah.
In other words, you assault my daughter, you're going to bite it.
Yeah.
And I meant it. And I said, and then I gave him a big, long discussion of the toxicology of the Gardasil causing, you know, pseudotumor cerebri and massive fatigue syndrome and ascending Guillain-Barré paralysis. They have a young boy with his video online on YouTube that got ascending Guillain-Barré paralysis. He's still paralyzed from the neck. In one of these special callers for someone who's basically a neurological quadriplegic, caused by the Gardasil vaccine, a young boy. And there's no sense, why did you give a boy the Gardasil vaccine? He does not have a cervix, and even if the vaccine helped, which it doesn't, there's natural nutraceuticals and other technology to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. Really, you know? Putting a DNA into someone that alters their immune system is insanity. And it's basically a biological, chemical, and genetic assault. And it deserves the same kind of violence back. So if the courts won't do it, the cartridge box will do it. Let's put it that way. So they need to understand there's a point at which if government and the courts don't work for us, which is why I push jurisdictionary, how to win in court, eventually the population will lose it. And the left is pushing hard enough now. If the right ever responds to what they're doing, God help them, because they can't understand the level of intensity the right is going to come down on them if they keep pushing like this and doing the stuff they're doing. As this expert politician said, if they impeach Donald Trump, 10 million people armed to the teeth will arrive in Washington. I think it'll be more like 30 million. You're going to see basically we, the uber right, march and take over any capitals that think they're going to truncate the idea of a democracy, including Washington. If they think this is going to be a smooth roll and they're just going to get away with it, think again. Game's over. We're not the alternative media, we are the media. And MSNBC, CNN, etc., Trump is going to push them out so they're not even going to get a chance to ask direct questions anymore. Watch. When he comes back from his tour, that'll be the facts.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Direction I see is if the globalists and their proxies like Maxine Waters can have their way, because they continue to say because he's under investigation we need to impeach. No, you can't impeach now, and this is a kind of a negative side effect. Even though, as we said in the last segment, that Robert Mueller is a bum. He actually was one of the ones involved with going after Linda LaRouche back years ago and did some other bad things. But to be honest with you, it doesn't matter, because if he speaks, he nullifies his investigation. If any of his proxy lawyers speak to try to make a name for themselves, they become basically cannon fodder and get fired. And that means for the next 6 months to 1 to 2 years, nobody's going to talk to the special counsel doing these investigations. So, in effect, this appointment by the deputy attorney general was fantastic. It's going to be great for Trump because it silences them. Even though these other investigations are going on by the FBI and the two houses of Congress, they haven't found a damn thing. What they did, if they investigated, would find lots of connections between the Clintons and the uranium or Podesta and the 75,000 stocks, etc., and Bill Clinton getting a big chunk of money for doing a speech in Russia. What's going on is the exact opposite. They're trying to impeach on the basis of lies, and as Dianne Feinstein said again in the news yesterday, well, we don't have any evidence that anything's going on. There's no evidence, but there's lots of stories in the paper. That doesn't mean anything. Stories in the paper, that's not evidence. Dianne, at least you had the common sense and decency to realize you don't want to make yourself look like a total moron, because she isn't. Even though she's a Democrat, she's not going to make an outlandish statement like Maxine Waters. They should start a campaign called Impeach Maxine Waters. So Where I think this is going to go is Trump is going to go on his international tour. He's going to come back. He's going to change the media landscape so the regular media aren't going to ask questions like they did yesterday. He's going to start succeeding in the fall, which is just a few months away now. Just we're talking about June, July, August, and before you know it, it's September. And when he does come back, he's going to slam the new budget extension, which is going to really affect things like Planned on Parenthood. He passed the Montreal Protocol. You're going to see the Obamacare has to totally have the nail in its coffin because the Republicans don't have any choice. They have to get through this and move forward, or they'll commit geopolitical suicide in midterm elections, and they have to do it this fall. So the Senate has to pass something that's doable that actually is going to work. Now, what I think once Trump does this, he's going to become bulletproof from the left, and they're going to continue doing things, but all they're going to do is shut themselves out of media exchange directly with the president. They're going to basically commit suicide so that the media and the public will not trust them. It's interesting, I heard that millennials or young people don't trust the media at all, even through the election, which is why they supported Bernie. But I've used the analogy with Bernie, I call him Sander Claus, that Bernie promises all kinds of things, but he's a communist socialist, and he can promise things just like Venezuelan Maduro there. He can't deliver because he doesn't have a way of paying for it. He's an idiot, okay? So Sander Claus isn't going to make it. And even if he tries to come back and rerun for the next election, or one of these other Democratic yahoos who has no idea how to run the business of America, someone's got to pay for this stuff, and nobody's talking about getting rid of malpractice, going to salary instead of fee-for-service, getting rid of insurance carriers, having a value-added tax pay for it back to the county, getting rid of the middlemen, including state and federal government. Nobody's doing that, except for Dr. Deagle, period, and Dr. Ron Klatz. And also, by the way, over in the Senate, Cassidy. So what we're looking at right now is Trump is going to succeed by the fall, and when he does, the left is going to blow up. They're going to be like the suicide bomber. It's not going to kill Trump, but they're going to blow themselves up. We'll do some video sometime in the next few days, Rob. Michelle will be here for the firing line in just a minute. Thank you, Rob Roselli. Again, your books, your website is?
OxfordSunglasses.com, just like John Carpenter's movie They Live, and everything's available there, the books and whatever.
Perfect.
All the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.